6'4" and a junior, and Nolan Walensak, also a junior at 6'4". And we apologize if we're difficult to understand here. The Syracuse High School band is just off to our right. Their percussion section not far from us, so when they're playing, it's quite a competition here for us to get through to you. We're doing the best we can. Good news is the band doesn't play during the ballgame. All right, let's take a look now at the Syracuse starters.
Starters for the Syracuse Rockets. Will Jansen, he's a 5'10 sophomore. Brendan Schroeder, he's a 6'2 sophomore. Maxwell Party, a 6'3 sophomore. Nolan Gardner, a 5'10 sophomore. And Cass Bullardson, a 6'5 junior.
Dalton Knippelmeyer, I want to know how you did that. When it's your turn to do starters, you get the band to stop.
I don't know. I guess people like to listen to me, I guess. I don't know.
That's it. Dalton Knippelmeyer from Johnson Brock High School. Dalton, for our listeners, you're going to school up in Norfolk, right?
Yeah, I go to Northeast Community College up in Norfolk.
Journalism major?
It's in a media arts program, but I'm getting a major for radio and TV.
All right. Well, this is a good place for you to be on your night off.
Yeah.
Right here. Glad to have you with us.
I'll be announcing a lot of games this Christmas, whether it's here, and I'm also going to be with Stride back in Johnson announcing some games. So
all right.
I'm back for Christmas break, so I'll be doing a lot of announcing.
Good experience for you.
Yeah.
Glad to have you with us here tonight. We're going to step aside now for a two-minute timeout, and then our pregame show will continue after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farmin' City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farmin' City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
And our thanks to Bruna Implement Company for being the presenting sponsor on these broadcasts. Also, of course, our friends at Highland Community College presenting the halftime scoring recap. And Jake and Tosh Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City presenting the postgame shows. Having the introduction now of starting lineups over the public address system here at Syracuse, a reminder, tomorrow night I will be at Elmwood Murdoch, a little further north up Highway 50. The Auburn Bulldogs on the road taking on the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' varsity game around 6, the boys' game to follow. Also tomorrow night over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon will be on the air from the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart as the Sacred Heart Irish will be hosting the Bobcats of Exeter, Milligan, and Friend. Again, that's about around a 6 o'clock girls' tip with the boys' game to follow. So lots of basketball coming up yet this weekend for you. Congratulations to the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers, the volleyball team, with a sweep today. They did very well, got the sweep. They play again, I believe, Saturday at 5 o'clock, I believe that is, next up for the Cornhuskers. So our congratulations to them. Fun to watch this afternoon on TV. Again, quickly, the starters for the Thunderbirds, Wes Swanson, Jack Waring, Alex Cruz, Keegan Jones, and Nolan Rolensek. And for the Syracuse Rockets, Will Jansen, Brennan Schroeder, Maxwell Party, Nolan Gardner, and Cash Wallerson. They will be the starters. Cash Wallerson, a big boy, 6'5" and a junior. And he is not a slender 6'5". Don't get me wrong. He's not overweight in any way at all. He is a very lean and muscular, very muscular-looking 6'5" young man. He'll be back there under the basket, the junior. All right, jumping it up. Nolan Wallensek in there for Johnson County Central to jump it up against Maxwell Party. The official steps in, and here comes the tip, controlled by Johnson County Central. T-Birds with the basketball. Wes Swanson will set it up. Oh, boy, red numbers on black jerseys. Dark red, love that. Swanson gives the ball to the near side. Comes over to Wallensek with the ball. He's holding the ball at the top of the key to the right side corner. Down deep, Jack Waring. Waring with the dribble back up top to Swanson. Tries to penetrate into the paint. Can't get there. Cross-court pass. Inside the lane, comes to the near side now. Keegan Jones with the ball. They're running a weave at the top of the key. Swanson takes it in. Little floater up and good. Wes Swanson with the first 2 points of the ball game. Got the little floater inside the paint to drop. Johnson County Central goes on top 2-0. 7:21 to play here in the first quarter. Just underway. Will Jansen with a pass to the right elbow to Schroeder. Inside the paint. Moving to the hoop. Ball is stolen away. Tipped away, coming up with it. Into forecourt comes Swanson on the dribble. Swanson lost the dribble, picks it up. Now with the ball on the right side is Nolan Wallensek, right side of the free throw circle. Wallensek just holding the ball. Hands it inside, jump shot right wing up, off no good by Alex Cruz. That won't drop, and the rebound comes down to the big man, Cash Wallerson. I have a feeling there that Cash Wallerson is going to pull down a bunch of those, the way it looks to me right now. All right, here's Johnson, rather Syracuse, trying to set the offense. Oh, good job. Ball tipped away, nearly stolen by Cruz. Skip pass across court goes to Jansen. Jansen beats underneath to the big man. Wallerson, he can't get a look. Kicks it out for an open three from the left wing. Off the front of the rim, doesn't go. And there with the rebound is Alex Cruz. Cruz will bring the ball up court himself. Into forecourt. Free throw circle, left side. Now holding the ball at the top of the key is Nolan Wallensek. Wallensek with a give and go cuts into the lane. Wes Swanson has it on the right side. Back to the top of the circle. Keegan Jones with the basketball. Jones will hand off to Swanson. Man-to-man defense for the Syracuse Rockets. Kind of holding back there in the backside of it, though, not coming out to participate right now is the big guy, Wallerson. There's a shot that's up and off, no good. Put up underneath by Swanson. Rebound, fast break all the way for Syracuse. Whistle and a foul down here on the west end. Rockets moving from our right to left, from east to west. Let's see who this one's going to be on.
A foul is on Wes Swanson, his first personal first team foul for the Thunderbirds.
So Swanson picks up his first. It'll be Rockets basketball. Jansen to inbound it. Will Jansen took his time. Now lobs it up to Nolan Gardner, who dribbles it back out near the midcourt circle. Around the horn, right side, long three, up and off, no good. That shot put up by Jansen, doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central's Nolan Wallensek. Outlet pass to Keegan Jones into forecourt. Finds Wes Swanson across court, left side, Wallensek. Holds the ball high above his head. Wallensek tried to put it inside to Keegan Jones, but it got away out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson County Central. And Syracuse will have the basketball. Look at all the cheerleaders that Syracuse has. They've got them all lined up on the east side.
Four, six, eight, ten of them.
Half the student body lined up for cheerleading this year over there. Top of the circle. With it is Jansen. Jansen around the horn to the right side. Goes to Nolan Gardner. Back up top to Jansen. He'll launch a long three. That's up and good. Will Jansen hits the three from the top of the circle. First basket of the night for the Rockets. It's 3-2 Syracuse on top. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Wes Swanson pushes it down to set the offense. He dribbles into the corner on the right side. Back up top to Walensek. Dribbling baseline right side of floaters. Up and off. No good. Rebound. Try for the follow shot. Can't get it. They get it out here on the near side to Keegan Jones. Jones across court pass. Skip pass to the right side. Open look. Three. Right side. Corner up and good. Nailing the three from the corner was Lutemann. Lutemann got that three in the ball game. Lutemann nailed that. Here's a collision in the lane. Coming up with a basketball. Wellensack recovered, or Keegan Jones recovered the fumble on the baseline.
I think they're calling a foul on it.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are. I didn't.
They're calling it on Nolan Wellensack. I'm not really sure where that came from.
Okay, Wellensack gets called for the personal. His first team foul, number two. Syracuse basketball. Gardner inside there. The big guy got it. Up goes with the basket is Cash Wallerson. His first 2 points. He's going to be hard to stop if they can get the ball in his hands.
It'll be a good battle between him and Nolan Wellensack.
All tied up at five apiece now with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Johnson County Central's basketball. A spin move in the paint. Oh, nice move to the hoop by Nolan Wellensack for his first 2 points.
Little touch by the big man inside.
Nice touch there. A little semi-hook shot inside the paint. Jansen brings it up the court for the Rockets to set things up to the right side to Schroeder. Around to Jansen. Inside the paint, nothing there. Again, from the right side, a long three is short off the rim. Rebound taken down by Nolan Wellensack. Gives it up to Swanson. They'll force it down in a hurry. Keegan Jones works to the right side baseline with the dribble. Can't get to the baseline. Back up top, he comes with it now to Wes Swanson. To the left wing, Nolan Wellensack holds the ball. Coming out on him defensively is Wallerson. Now again, it's Swanson. He'll just back it out, looking at this man-to-man defense. Swanson with the basketball, trying to draw the defense out after him. Swanson gives it inside to Nolan Wellensack. In traffic, back and in. Keegan Jones tries to go up with a shot, gets knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Keegan Jones at the line, where he'll be shooting two shots for Johnson County Central.
See who that foul's on. That foul is on Maxwell Party, his first personal first team foul for the Rockets.
At the free throw line, the shot is up and off. No good. That shot would not drop for Keegan Jones. He'll have another attempt. You said that foul was on Party, correct?
Yeah, correct.
At the free throw line for a second attempt is Keegan Jones. It's this one he got to roll. First one wouldn't drop, second one went down, and it's 7-5. Johnson County Central on top now with 3:03 to play in the first quarter. JCC with the lead. Rockets basketball. Mason Lintz in the lineup now, just a freshman. Lintz checks into the lineup from the corner. Here's a long three from the right side, up and good. And nailing the three is Will Jansen. That's his second, third three-pointer of the night. Timeout taken on the floor, 2:51 to play. Here in the first quarter, we're tied at 8. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson County Central listeners, you heard me mention the freshman's name, Mason Lintz, who just checked into the lineup. If you're wondering, yes, that's James Lintz's son. James Lintz, of course, played at Tecumseh. Born a couple of years ago, but I was there.
Very young Syracuse team here. They have no seniors on this team.
That's for sure. Here we go. Johnson County Central with the basketball. It's a tie game at 8 apiece. 2:47 to go here in the first quarter. Now in the game is Danny Kongmanibong. That's too many syllables for a ball handler. Kongmanibong with the basketball. Up to Jones. Jones launches a three from the top of the key that doesn't go. Rebound to Ballerton. Ballerton outlet pass. Will Jansen into the corner right side. Ball almost tipped away. Whistle and a foul. Going to be called. Most likely,
yeah.
That's going on Jones.
It's his first personal, third tee foul for the Thunderbirds.
2:28 to go, first quarter. Tied at 8 apiece. Rockets with the ball. They'll trigger it in baseline under their own basket. Into the corner on the left side to Gardner. Gardner tries to go in, force up a shot. He got it. Nice move to the basket by Nolan Gardner for his first 2 points. And it's 10-8. Rockets up by two with 2:19 to go here in the first quarter. Top of the circle. Wes Swanson feeds it around to the baseline left side. Now on the near side with it, Jack Waring launches a three. Got it. Jack Waring hits the three from out on the right elbow. Makes it 11-10. Johnson County Central back up by one with 2 minutes even to play here in the first quarter. This is Nolan Gardner around the horn to the far side. Ball gets tipped to Wallerson on the baseline underneath. Shot is up and good for Cash Wallerson. As I said, he's going to be hard to stop on that baseline at 6'5". I'm going to guess he's got to go 250.
I would say
at least. He's a solidly built young man under there, and he takes up a lot of space under the basket. Now Johnson County Central trying to get something going. Keegan Jones for three. Got it. He missed one a minute ago, but he come right back to the well and knocked that one down. Keegan Jones.
Threes are raining in this gym right now.
4 points. It's 14-12. Johnson County Central up by two with the ball. Gardner. Top of the key, Jansen. Around to the right side, Lentz. Mason Lentz, the freshman, handling the ball. Lentz with a bounce pass into the corner. Here's a three from the right wing that's up and off. No good. Keegan Jones has the rebound. Jones with a good job on the defensive board to come down with that. Kicks it to the corner right side. Kong Monibong holds it here in the corner. Now dribbles between the rings, top of the circle. Danny puts it around the horn to the left side. Here's a long three from the left corner. Up and off, no good. That shot by Wyatt Ludeman. Couldn't get it. The other direction. For Syracuse, Maxwell Party. Party comes up with it to Jansen. Around it goes again to Lentz. Mason Lentz in the corner. Across court pass to the near side. Lentz holds the ball. Bounce pass to Ballerson. Into the left wing. Open look three from the corner. In and out of there. No good. A fight for the rebound is brought down by Party. He stepped on the baseline, I believe. Being harassed down there defensively by Jack Waring. Oh, we got subs checking in all over the place here.
For the Thunderbirds, Alex Cruz and Owen Welsek return for Keegan Jones and Danny Kongmonivon, and who came back in for the Rockets.
Here comes Johnson County down court, leading by two, 14-12 with 30 seconds to play. They might want to play for one here. Let's see what they do with it. No, they're going to launch a three quickly. Up and off, no good by Alex Cruz. In a hurry on the fast break, the other direction come the Rockets with the dribble. Nolan Gardner almost lost a handle on it to the near side to Schroeder. Now Schroeder has the ball knocked away. They chase after it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Johnson County Central's ball with 12 seconds to go here in the first quarter. JCC up by 2, 14-12. So Johnson County Central has a chance to come down and take a last shot of the quarter. I thought they'd do that on their last possession, to be honest. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Wes Swanson with the ball, 5 seconds. Swanson goes to the right side, can't get the three off. Here from the free throw line, jump shot is up and off, no good at the buzzer. After one quarter, Johnson County Central leading Syracuse, 14-12 our score. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back with you here at Syracuse High School, ready to move into second quarter action. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds leading the Rockets after one period, 14-12. It'll be Rockets basketball when play is resumed. Inbounding the pass, Nolan Gardner. He'll toss it into Will Jansen, and Jansen will come and set things up. Jansen, a cross-court pass right side, goes back to Gardner with the ball. Gardner dribbles to the baseline right side, tries to get in there for a layup. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Keegan Jones. Jones reached under there and got a hand on it, slapped it away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rockets. They'll inbound it. They'll trigger it in baseline, left side of their own basket. Here at the west end of the gymnasium here in Syracuse. Jansen to inbound it. Lob pass in the paint. They tip it over to Cash Ballerson. He's waiting for the ball. And Ballerson put her down. Ties the game at 14, all with 7:42 to play here now in this second quarter. JCC's ball, Thunderbirds, Wallenstedt feeds it to the right side. Keegan Jones can't get an open look. Now spin move in traffic. Jones forces up a shot. He was fouled. I think Jones will find himself at the line shooting two shots.
I think so, too.
Keegan Jones did a good job of maneuvering down through the defenders, and he'll work his way to the free throw line.
That foul's on Brennan Schroeder, his first personal first team foul for the Rockets here in the second quarter.
At the free throw line shooting two shots, Keegan Jones, the first one hits the back iron and won't go. He's now one out of three from the free throw line tonight. He has 4 points in the ballgame.
I keep having to remind myself here that fouls reset after each quarter.
Yep, five fouls and you shoot two. Second shot is up and good for Keegan Jones, rather. You think you're having trouble? I've been doing this over 50 years. You do something for 50 years, and then they change it on you. Just when you think you know all the answers, they change all the questions. That's what happens.
You got to make it confusing on you and challenging.
All right, Syracuse with the basketball. Schroeder feeds it to the corner left side. Gardner inside. No place there for Ballerson to go. A long three, in and out. Rim around. Great job getting to that board for Nolan Wallenstedt. He had position on Cash Ballerson, the much bigger Ballerson. And Wallenstedt got in there and got after that rebound. Now Wallenstedt with the ball at the free throw line. Feeds it to his teammate. Cruz almost lost a handle on it. Into Wallenstedt in the paint. He's going to have to get out of that lane. Cruz, free throw line. Jump shot up and good. Nice job by Alex Cruz to get that jump shot to fall inside the free throw line. It's a three-point Johnson County Central lead. Thunderbirds up 17-14, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half here at Syracuse. Will Jansen tries to get inside the paint, can't get there. Feeds to his teammate who falls to the floor. He kicks it back out to Jansen at the top of the key. Defensively after him, Wes Swanson is right out there in Jansen's face. Not going to give him any ground. Now Jansen moves around Swanson, a little floater in the paint, up and good. Nice move there by Jansen to move to the basket and drop it. He's got 8 points. 17-16. The lead is Johnson County up by one with 6:05 to go in the first half. Wallenstedt backs into the paint. Feeds it into traffic. They kick it into the corner. Keegan Jones had an open look, decided not to take it. Back up to Cruz at the top of the key. Now Swanson cuts through the lanes. Cruz feeds to the right side. Finds Wallenstedt with the basketball. Wallenstedt wants to hand it back to Cruz. That's a pick for him. Cruz for three. Off the back of the iron, straight in the air. Battle for the rebound. The big, strong Cash Ballerson muscled that one away. Fast break the other direction. Ball is loose. Fast break the other direction. Three on two. Fast break all the way in. Driving, lay it up. Couldn't get it. Knocked to the floor. Was Keegan Jones. No whistle, no foul. Back the other direction, a three from the corner. Left side is off the rim, doesn't go. Loose basketball, fast-paced ball up and down the floor across the timeline with the basketball comes Keegan Jones. Jones decides to slow things down here and gives it up to Wes Swanson, and they'll set the offense. Boy, that was up and down the floor in a hurry there for a minute.
Tired watching it.
Into the corner is Cruz on the left side of the basket. In the paint, jump shot, Cruz got it! Alex Cruz, he's hit two in a row right inside the free throw lane. Just inside the line, 19-16. The lead is back to three for Johnson County, 4:52 to play here now in this second quarter. All the way in, the ball gets way out of bounds, and it looked like Will Jansen lost it, but they say Johnson County Central
could have been knocked it away.
Yep, here we go. Back into the ballgame, Mason Lentz again, the 5'8 freshman in now for the Rockets.
Jack Waring back in for the Thunderbirds, too.
Okay, Waring in also. Up top it comes to Gardner, into Lentz, driving way up. Lentz got it. The freshman, they gave him a lane down the right side. He took it to the glass and floated it up there. Makes it a 1-point lead again for Johnson County Central. After that shot on the baseline by Mason Lentz, 19-18, JCC by one. In traffic, here's a turnaround shot, no whistle. I think we're going to get a foul on the big guy.
Yeah, foul is on, it's on Lentz.
Really?
Foul's on Mason Lentz's first personal, second team foul for the Rockets.
Okay, so Mason Lentz is tagged for that one. J. JCC keeps the basketball. Top of the circle, Jack Waring with it. Waring feeds it West Swanson. Swanson's kind of the spark plug out there. The point guard runs this engine. Comes back to Swanson. He's got an open look for three, and he nails it. West Swanson, they left him all alone out here on the right elbow. No defender anywhere near him, and he knew what to do with it. Swanson drops it in, and the lead is four. I think this is the biggest lead yet for Johnson County Central.
Either team.
4 minutes to go here now in the first half. Oh, the ball was tipped away for a moment. Lentz regains possession of it. Gets it across court pass to Jansen. Now trying to move to the baseline on the right side. Nothing there. Timeout's going to be taken by Syracuse with 3:50 to go in the first half. 22-18, Johnson County Central up by four. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Back once again here at Syracuse High School. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to play in the first half. 22-18, Johnson County Central on top. My name is Randy Gatugel, Dalton Knippelmeyer alongside. Just past the top of the hour, we will remind you that this is KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. Tom Cates is our producer-engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Tom, we very much appreciate your efforts. You know, if the guy right there on the board doesn't push all the right buttons in just the right order, nothing happens out here at the ballgame, Dalton.
Yeah. That's the way it works.
We're back to live action. Rockets with the basketball, 3:45 to go first half, down by four in the corner right side. Ball tipped away. Lentz comes up with it. He's in traffic and trapped. Tried to get it back to Ballerson. Ball tipped away and stolen in Johnson County Central. Gets the basketball. Down court is West Swanson. Swanson at the top of the circle. Works to the right side of the lane. Gives to Cruz. Cruz hit that one a minute ago. Inside, moving to the ball. Shot is up and good. Nice move there by Nolan Wellensack.
Big man has the touch again.
Yeah, Wellensack went right over the top of the big guy and dropped it in, and it's a six-point Johnson County Central lead. Make a note of that if you could there, Dalton, on your note. 24-18. There's a three that's up and short off the front of the rim. A battle for the rebound and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County's Keegan Jones, I think.
Yeah, it's on Keegan Jones, the second personal. Second team foul. Excuse me, it's first team foul for the Thunderbirds here in the second quarter.
Want to make a note of that. 24-18, Johnson County up at the 3:03 mark, their biggest lead here. And now, with the ball for the Rockets in traffic, they kick it back to the corner. Handling it there was Maxwell Party. Party had nowhere to go with it. Back to the corner, top of the circle, Jansen once again. Now Party. Oh, big collision on the baseline.
Call that one on Nolan Wellensack.
Well, Wellensack wasn't about to give any ground to the baseline. It was like bouncing into a concrete wall down there.
It's his second personal, second team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Clock at 2:49 to go now in the first half. 24-18, Johnson County Central up by six. Here's Lentz with the basketball. Mason Lentz. Puts a pass inside the paint. Ball almost taken away from Party under there. Now a whistle and
another
ball.
Wellensack.
Oh, we're going to have another foul here?
Yeah. That's another one on Wellensack trying to go for the ball. It's his third personal now, third team foul for JCC.
So Nolan Wellensack picking up his third. He's going to come out of the ball game, I believe. And in to replace him is... Who checked in?
Kong Monivon.
Okay, Danny Kong Monivon is in there now. Into the corner. This is Lentz with the ball. Mason Lentz to the top of the circle. Pass comes up to Gardner. Again with the ball is Schroeder. Schroeder in the paint, moving toward the hoop. Shot is up and off. No good. Lots of contact under there. Now a whistle. I think we're going to get a foul on Syracuse, probably on Maxwell Party. you have to wait till they post it to make sure.
It is on Maxwell Party, his second personal, third team foul for the Rockets.
So each team with three personals here now, five common fouls, and you shoot two per quarter. They've each got three. We've got 2:20 left to play here in the first half. 24-18. The score's been stuck at 24-18 for well over a minute now, almost 2 minutes. And with the ball is Jack Waring. And Waring's going to get called for a travel as he tried to get rid of the basketball. It'll be a turnover. Waring, just a sophomore. You mentioned the youth of these teams.
Oh,
no seniors out there. Sophomores.
JCC's got Wyatt Ludeman's only senior, and the other one's hurt.
Down court, Rockets basketball. Will Jansen to the left elbow. Finds Gardner with the ball. Gardner wanted to go to Schroeder. Can't. A cross-court pass is going to be stolen. On the steal is Wes Swanson. He decides to slow things down here with a minute 52 to go. Cruz feeds underneath. Shot is up. Oh, wouldn't go. Great opportunity there that couldn't go down for Wyatt Ludeman. Other direction. Fast break in a hurry. Mason Lynch. Boy, he's quick. Got the ball down the court. Top of the key. Shot is up. No. Traveling is going to be called on Will Jansen. Mason Lynch fed that pass up to Will Jansen, and he was so wide open.
I think he was scared.
Yeah, he was surprised. There was nobody around him. And Jansen's called for the travel. 1:38 to go now in the first half. 24-18, JCC by 6. Bounce pass from Wes Swanson. Goes over to the left side. Kongmanivong gets the ball back. There's Cruz from the corner for 3. Got it. Alex Cruz doing well here tonight. He's got 7 now. Biggest lead yet, 27-18. Johnson County Central is up now. 1:14 to go. Here's a shot that won't drop. And JCC with a minute 9 to go. And a 9-point lead. They may want to slow things down and just play
that's one shot.
That's
what Coach Ferris just told Wes Swanson. Slow it down. We got a minute left. We'll have.
Kirk Ferris is signaling we want to play for one shot here. Make sure we get into that locker room with at least 9. Kongmanivong is under the basket in traffic. Puts it back to the top of the key. Gets it up to Jack Waring, who handles it. Now Wes Swanson to the near side. Kongmanivong handles it. He's listed at 5'7". That had to be on a very good day there.
That's
I think, Dalton. Yeah. Standing on a phone book, I think. Oh, here's an open look for 3. Top of the key. Off, no good. He put that up too soon. There's 30 seconds to go. Coach Ferris not happy. He didn't want to take that shot that early.
I mean, he was wide open.
But yeah, but you still had 30 seconds on the clock. You wanted to inside the paint for the right side. Here's Lynch for a long 3 off the rim. No. Rebound Johnson County. Out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Brennan Schroeder. It'll belong to JCC.
Now Coach Ferris is telling him one shot.
Yeah, that's a signal. The hand on top of the head there. We're play for 1. 27-18 with 16 seconds to go. You want to assure yourself of a 9-point halftime lead here and not make a mistake and maybe stretch it out a little more with the last second shot. 14 seconds to go on the dribble down court comes Wes Swanson. He gets it across the timeline, picked up defensively by Will Jansen. Swanson backs it out with 5, takes it in. Swanson goes up for a shot, no whistle and a foul. I think Swanson's going to get himself to the line to shoot 2 with just 2.7 seconds to go. Well, he didn't get the shot, but well played to go in there and draw the foul.
Agreed. See who this foul's on. It is on the big man, Cash Larson, his first personal 14 foul for the Rockets.
Swanson with 2 opportunities to stretch that lead out here at the half. The first one is up and good. Wes Swanson's now got 6 points in the ball game. Swanson, just a sophomore at 6'1". He'll get a second shot. Into the lineup now is Jackson Houghton, 5'9 junior. Jackson Houghton making his first appearance. Second shot is up and good also. For Wes Swanson, he got them both. 2.7 seconds down in a hurry. Will Jansen, half-court shot. Won't
go.
And at the half, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds go to the locker room up by 11, 29-18. Our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. I'll be back with our halftime show presented by Highland Community College right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
At the half, Johnson County Central leading Syracuse 29-18, our halftime score. Individual scoring for the Syracuse Rockets. Will Jansen leads the way at the half. He has 8 points. Cash Ballerton with 6 and 2 points each for Mason Litz and Nolan Gardner. 18 points their total. From the free throw line, Syracuse 0 of 0. They did not shoot any free throws in the first half of the contest. Scoring for Johnson County Central. Well, they spread it out here. 7 points for Wes Swanson. Alex Cruz has 7. With 5 is Keegan Jones. Adding 4 is Nolan Wolensek. Wyatt Ludeman has 3, and Jack Waring has 3 for their total of 29. Free throws, Johnson County Central made 4 out of 6 from the line, 4 of 6 compared to 0 for Syracuse. Again at the half, 29-18, Johnson County Central leading the Syracuse Rockets.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll take a look at your latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up live from Syracuse. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with lows around 38. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 56. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies expected. Turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Alongside Dalton Kniffelmeyer tonight for our game here on Sunny. Tom Keats is our producer engineer for tonight's presentation. I want to remind you our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt, Nebraska. Your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for sales and service. Also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement Company of Humboldt, Nebraska presenting tonight's broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, John Nixon will be on our sister station KTNC as the Sacred Heart Irish host Exeter Milligan Friend in a girl-boy doubleheader. I'll be back here on Sunny tomorrow night, traveling just a little further north up Highway 50 to Murdoch, Nebraska. Elmwood Murdoch hosting the Auburn Bulldogs, also a girl-boy doubleheader. All of those games can be heard live, free, online at mscsports.net. All you do is click on Listen Live and then select either KLZA or KTNC, and you can listen to our broadcast free anywhere in the world. Again, our halftime score 29-18, Johnson County Central. The Thunderbirds led by two after one quarter, 14-12. We were tied up most of the way. And then toward the last couple of minutes, JCC opened up this 11-point lead, 29-18. As soon as the band shuts down, we'll be ready to go here. I saw the official over there a moment ago. All right, here we go. Johnson County Central will have the ball for the first possession of the third quarter. The inbound pass gets tossed into Wes Swanson, and he'll set the offense. Man-to-man defense being ran here now, again, by Syracuse, that pressuring man-to-man. with the ball at the top of the key. Swanson feeds it underneath to the corner. Cruz for three from the right side. No, couldn't get it. Rebound Maxwell. Party. Party's going to bring the ball up court himself. Gives it across to Will Jansen. He'll set the offense. Cruz swatting at that basketball. Jensen pulls it back in. Gets a pick set there by Party. Tries to feed it inside. Party with a shot that's up and off. No good. Great job on the rebound by Jack Waring to go up and get after that one. Waring comes down with the basketball. Gives it up to Cruz. He'll set the offense. Bounce pass from Cruz. Goes inside with it. Shot is up and off the glass, doesn't go. The rebound brought down by the Rockets. Into forecourt is Will Jansen. Right side corner with it. Nolan Gardner with the ball. Oh, Gardner wanted to put the bounce pass up, and over and back is going to be the call. He put the bounce pass up. Brennan Schroeder wasn't expecting it. When Schroeder chased after it, he had his toe on the line, and that's over and back. Johnson County bench and Coach Kirk Ferris were very quick to point that one out to the official. Yeah. They don't. As if he didn't see that one, huh? Alex Cruz will inbound it, almost has it stolen away. Swanson does a good job of hanging on to it despite colliding with Keegan Jones, and that's no small task once you run into Keegan. Here comes Johnson County Central, still up by 11. Losing his dribble is Jack Waring. Now Jones, Keegan Jones, his two-pointer from the free throw circle comes up short, misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Syracuse's ball. With 6:46 to go in the third quarter. Still no scoring here in this third period. We've played nearly a minute and a half and no points on the board in this quarter. Rockets with the basketball. Will Jensen into the corner. Feeds it down deep. Schroeder on the wing right side. Nolan Gardner back to Schroeder for three from the corner. Got it. Brennan Schroeder with the first 3 points of the second half. Cuts the lead down to 8 now, 29-21. Here comes Johnson County Central on the attack offensively. Wes Swanson with the ball to Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman holds the ball at the top of the key. Now gives back to Swanson in the paint. Swanson's in traffic in trouble. Into the corner, down deep on the right side with the pass. Put it back to Jack Waring, and now Cruz handles it. Cruz goes in between defenders. Free throw line, can't get the shot. Hands off to Waring. Now back out to Swanson. He'll back it out. Johnson County Central showing a lot of patience on this offensive possession, trying to work it inside. Swanson lobs inside. Keegan Jones wants to back in. He's double-teamed. Jones is going to go up with a shot. No, he has the ball tipped away, and it went off of Jones's fingertips. Good defensive pursuit under there by Syracuse, and the Rockets get the ball back down by 8, 29-21, 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Into forecourt, they lob the pass to the left side to Jansen. Back up to the top of the key, near side Schroeder. Schroeder hit that three a minute ago. Now into the basket, reverse lay-in, blocked nicely. Ball goes out of bounds. Maxwell Party tried to get a little reverse lay-in coming under the basket from left to right. Defenders got up and swatted that one away.
End of the game here for the Thunderbirds is Nolan Wellenseki. He returns with three fouls. He gets Jack Waring.
Okay, Will Jensen inbounds the ball. Stolen away. Johnson County had it momentarily. We're going to have a jump ball called. Held ball. Possession arrow favors the Rockets. Syracuse will maintain possession of the ball. They'll toss it in on their own baseline. Will Jensen to inbound it. Right side baseline under his own backboard. Lobs it into the corner. Left side. No chance for a shot there. Defense collapsed very quickly. Back up it comes to Nolan Gardner. Gardner goes to the left elbow. Schroeder wants to go to the baseline. They won't give it to him. Again, back to Gardner. Nolan Gardner backs it clear out near the midcourt circle. 5 minutes to go here now in the third quarter, 29-21. Here's a long three, left side that's up and off, no good. Coming down with a rebound, Keegan Jones. Outlet pass down to Wes Swanson. Swanson works underneath, driving layup. Swanson got it. Nice move to the basket by Wes Swanson. He's in double. No, check that. He's got 9 points now. He's got 9 in the ballgame. Back to a 10-point lead, 31-21. Johnson County on top, 4:38 to go. Here's another steal, and now a whistle, and they're going to say kicking the ball. Johnson County, the ball went off the foot of Alex Cruz, so it'll stay with the Rockets. Brennan Schroeder will inbound it. He'll play it in on the side in forecourt. With 4:35 to go here in the third quarter, 31-21, JCC up by 10. Now Nolan Gardner goes around the horn in the paint, trying to get it to the near side. Here's a three on the way. That's up and good. Schroeder with his second three-pointer of the quarter. He's got 6 points on a pair of trays here. And it's now a 7-point ball game, 31-25. Brennan Schroeder's keeping the Rockets in this one with his 3-point shooting. Here's a three on the way by Cruz. It's up and off, no good. Ball is tipped around. Rockets come up with it. Maxwell Party controls the basketball, and it gets away out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds will get the ball back with 4:03 to play here in the third quarter. 31-24. The lead is 7 for JCC. Johnson County Central waiting to inbound it. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Nolan Wolinczak. Wolinczak playing with 3 personal fouls now. Wolinczak gets the pass. He'll stand at the top of the key. Coming out to guard him is Cash Wallerson. Now Cruz with the ball, across court pass. Again to Wes Swanson. Very patient here on this offense for Johnson County Central. Ludeman in the corner. Couldn't get to look at it. Back up top again to Keegan Jones. Bounce pass on the right side. Wolinczak. Nolan Wolinczak beats the corner on the right side. Keegan Jones looking for Wolinczak underneath. Ball tipped away. Wolinczak saves it. Great job of saving that ball on the baseline. Ludeman in the traffic. Back to the top of the key. Wes Swanson, and they'll reset the offense. Swanson bounce pass right side. Goes to Wolinczak with it. Nolan Wolinczak just holds it for a moment. To Swanson in the corner. Ludeman around the horn. Cruz driving into the paint. Beats it into Wolinczak. Moves into the hoop. Fall away shot up and off. No good. Here's a fight for the rebound. That's got to be coming over the back, doesn't it?
They're just calling a jump ball.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it sure looked like Ludeman had position there and was coming out with the ball. I know there's no such thing as an over-the-back call, but he was definitely
coming over the back after the ball.
31-24, 7-point lead, Johnson County Central. They maintain the possession of the basketball with 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Wes Swanson backs it out to look over this man-to-man defense. Again, Wolinczak holds it, looks for the cutter, gives to Swanson. They switch off. Swanson behind the back dribble, brings it back out to the top of the key. To the left side to Keegan Jones. Now Wolinczak stands at the free throw line to the left wing. Again with the basketball is Alex Cruz. Cruz finds Jack Waring with a floater, and it won't go. Waring puts the shot up. Rebound comes down to Cash Wallerson. Outlet pass for the Rockets. Down quickly. On the side baseline, trying to dribble into the paint. Can't get it. They give it up to Wallerson at the top of the key. Wallerson goes to Schroeder. Schroeder's had the hot hand. He's hit 2 threes here in this quarter. They get it back to Schroeder. He'll launch another 3 that's up. This one is off. And the rebound fought for out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson County Central. It'll stay with the Rockets.
2:10 remaining here in the third quarter. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds lead the Syracuse Rockets with a score of 31-24.
All right, it'll be Syracuse's basketball under their own bucket on the baseline. They'll toss it in. Inbounding the pass, Jensen gets it up here to Schroeder. Schroeder to the near side. Gardner. Gardner backs it out. Johnson County Central putting some defensive pressure on Gardner. Underneath the basket, trying to move inside. Oh, nice feed to Wolinczak. Cash Wolinczak's got 8 points in the ball game. The lead is down to 5. JCC led by 11 at halftime. Now the lead is down to 5. Timeout taken, Johnson County. 1:47 to go, third quarter. 31-26. JCC up by 5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey there, Nemaha County. We want to give a special shout-out to the unsung heroes right here in our community, the emergency room team serving at Nemaha County Hospital. These dedicated professionals work around the clock 24/7 to ensure we receive quality emergency care when we need it most. From life-saving interventions to compassionate support, they're always there for us. So, the next time that you see a member of the ER team, let them know they're appreciated. We're grateful for their tireless commitment.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Yutuma. That's Dalton Knippelmeyer seated at the other end of the table tonight. We're at Syracuse, Nebraska. The Syracuse Rockets and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. In the girls' game earlier this evening, Syracuse got the win. The final there was the Rockets 43, Johnson County Central 27. Here with a minute 47 to go in the third quarter, JCC is up by 5, 31-26. Johnson County led by 11 at halftime, 29-18. And since then, the Rockets, largely on the back of Brennan Schroeder with a pair of threes, have climbed back to within five now. When play is resumed, it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Keegan Jones will inbound it on the side in forecourt. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Jack Waring, and Waring hands it up to Wes Swanson. Coming out after Swanson, clear out at the midcourt circle now is Will Jansen. Swanson, a cross-court pass to the far side. Again, gives it over to Alex Cruz. Back to Swanson. Cruz has an open look. Three up and in and out of there. Rebound tipped out. With the basketball is Jansen. Jansen brings it into forecourt. Pass up top, Nolan Gardner. Gardner looks across to Schroeder. Schroeder's hit those threes here. Again into Wallerson. Wallerson's double teamed immediately. Here's a three from the left elbow that's up and good. Nailing the three is Will Jansen. That's his third three-pointer of the night. And the Rockets are back within two now at 31-29. JCC has only managed 2 points in this entire third quarter, and we're down to 55 seconds to play in the period. 31-29, JCC needs a score this trip down. With the basketball, Nolan Wellensack. Here's a three from the corner that's off the rim and won't go. And the rebound to Syracuse. Now the Rockets may want to play for one here at the end of the quarter. Try to tie this puppy up. Jensen in the corner to the left side. Finds Party. Party, here's a three from the right wing. That's up and good. Nailing the three is Nolan Gardner, and that is four threes in this quarter. 21 seconds to go. 32-31. Syracuse up by one here in the third quarter. Baseline left side, Wellensack with the ball. Keegan Jones, rather. Jones gives it up top. A cross-court pass down to 8 seconds, 6 seconds. Jones backs in. Wants to go up with a shot. Can't get it. 3 seconds. They're going to have to launch. Here's a long three that's up and good. And nailing the three is Wes Swanson. Hits a three at the buzzer. Makes it 34-32. Johnson County Central up by two at the end of the quarter. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, a big quarter there for the Rockets. They were down by 11 at halftime, 29-18. They actually took the lead by one in the final seconds, but a three by Wes Swanson restored the lead to Johnson County Central after three quarters, 34-32. JCC up by two. Rockets will have the basketball. We move into fourth quarter action. Wes Jansen, Will Jansen at the top of the key to the near side to Gardner. Gardner guarded by Kong Ronibong. Inside to Bollerson. From the corner, a long three. Left side hits the backboard. Doesn't go. And the rebound is brought down by Johnson County Central. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Schroeder.
That foul is on Brennan Schroeder. It is his first personal first team foul for the Rockets. Did we have a foul in that third quarter?
I don't think so. No. No fouls at all in the whole third quarter on either team. All right. Almost losing the ball down here. Full court pressure now being applied. Kong Ronibong in trouble. Ball is tipped around loose. Stolen by Rockets. Syracuse comes down. Fixes it to the corner for a three. Baseline right side. Up and off. No good. Rebound comes right back to the Rockets. Party in the paint to the left elbow. Driving baseline. Ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds. And I believe it'll be Syracuse's ball. The full court pressure created some problems there for Johnson County Central. Kongmani Vong will leave the ball game. Wyatt Ludeman checks in now. Ludeman, the 6'1 senior, on the floor for Johnson County Central, with 7:18 to go In the ballgame, 34-32, JCC up by two. Will Jansen gets the inbound pass for the Rockets. He'll set the offense. Ballerton comes out to set a pick for him. He backs off for a long three that's up and off, no good. There with the rebound is Jack Waring. Waring gives the outlet pass to Wes Swanson, and he'll bring the ball across the timeline and set the offense. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. 34-32, JCC up by two. With the ball is Jack Waring. Waring off to Keegan Jones. Back to Waring at the top of the key. Wes Swanson wants to drive the baseline. Can't get there. Swanson top of the key. Wyatt Ludeman. Around again it goes to Jack Waring. Back up top to Swanson. Johnson County Central being very patient now offensively here. Swanson backing out dangerously close to the midcourt line. Outside, Jack Waring. Waring handling the ball at the top of the key. Around the corner right side to Keegan Jones. Back up to Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman is double teamed. Gets it inside now to Nolan Wellensack. He stands at the top of the key. Again around to Waring. Back to the top of the circle. Again to Wes Swanson. Very patient offense here by Johnson County Central. Moving into the corner. Here's a three from the corner right side up and off. No good. A fight for the rebound. Rockets come up with it. Down court. Quickly is Will Jansen. Outlet pass gives it back up to Nolan Gardner. A two-point lead for Johnson County Central. 5:55 to play in the ballgame. Syracuse with the basketball. Will Jansen. Coach Kurt Ferris on the bench shouting instructions to his cagers. Moving inside the paint. They take it to the corner. Open look. Inside the paint. Little floater. Up in and out. No good. Big, strong rebound brought down there by Keegan Jones. Jones just muscled that away from everybody. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Rockets.
I believe that's on Maxwell Hardy. It is. It's his third personal foul, second team foul for the Rockets.
So two team fouls on Syracuse, none thus far on Johnson County Central in this entire second half so far. Now gives full court pressure. Cruz almost lost it. Into forecourt, Ludeman, they feed it to the right side. Swanson decides to bring it back to the top of the key to Cruz. Lots of instructions being shouted from the bench over there by Johnson County Central. Oh, Cruz with a great pass. They fed it into Cruz. Who had the assist there?
Swanson? I think it was Wes Swanson.
Okay. Cruz got the bucket, and it's back to a four-point lead. 36-32, Johnson County Central, with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Keeping a note of that at the five-minute mark, Dalton, a four-point lead. In the paint, moving to the basket, a whistle. We're going to have a foul on the floor before any shot was put up. The foul's going to be called on Johnson County Central. Uh-oh. That's four on Nolan Wellensack. Wellensack just picked up his fourth personal with 4:56 to go in the ballgame. He's going to have to be careful now defensively. Gardner gets the inbound pass. Here's a shot for three from the corner, up and good by Will Jensen. That is his fourth three-pointer of the night. And now the lead is back to one for Johnson County Central, 36-35. Cruz is double-teamed. He's going to be pushed and shoved, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Rockets.
Foul's on Will Jansen, his first personal, third team foul for the Rockets.
So three team fouls now and a lot of time left in this quarter. The five fouls, two-shot free throws may become a factor in this one. JCC with the ball. Cruz. It was a pass up to Keegan Jones. Jones backs out and again hands it to Wes Swanson. Swanson will set up the offense. I'm working against the man-to-man defense. Goes to Cruz. Around to Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman into the corner. Back to Ludeman. It comes in the paint. He's going to take it in for a shot. He'll be fouled. Ludeman will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for Johnson County Central.
That foul's on Brennan Schroeder. It's his third personal, 14th foul for the Rockets.
So that's four. Any fouls from here on out, Johnson County Central shoots two.
That's going to be big.
Ludeman at the line to shoot two shots. Wyatt has 3 points tonight so far. That one is up and good. He's now got four. First free throw of the entire second half right there. Ludeman, second shot is up. This one is short off the front of the rim. Can't get it. Rebound Syracuse. Maxwell Party comes down with a rebound. He's going to take it coast to coast. Puts it into the corner. Here's a three from the right wing. Up and off. No good. Rebound Johnson County Central. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how there's not a foul there.
Yeah, Cruz came down with the basketball and got mugged over there by Cash Ballerson.
He just
Bobbled it. Yeah, the ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. Touch last by Vollerson. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Timeout taken on the floor by JCC. 4:06 to go in the ballgame. 37-35. Johnson County up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4:06 left to play in this one. 37-35, Johnson County Central up by two. Just realized Coach Jim McLaughlin right in front of us here at Freeman High School. We'll be traveling out to Freeman next week with the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll have Auburn at Freeman playing out at Adams. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
All right, JCC with the basketball. Wyatt Ludeman is trapped in backcourt against full-court pressure. Gets it to Cruz across the timeline. Three on two. They had an open look there. And instead, they pull it back out. Keegan Jones resets the offense. Gives it to Wes Swanson. 3:48 to go. Up by two. That's a lot of time to work off the clock. JCC trying to show some patience. Cruz goes across with it to Ludeman. Back up to Ludeman at the top of the key. He holds the ball a minute. Fakes the handoff. Now does pass the ball back to Cruz. Cruz, free throw line. Jump shot is up. No, couldn't get it. Ballerson's there with the rebound. A chance to tie or take the lead now for Syracuse. They trail 37-35. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the basketball game. Will Jansen in the paint. Goes to the corner. Ball swatted away by Ludeman. He knocked it out of bounds off of his fingertips. It goes into the stands down in the corner. Possession will stay with the Rockets. Syracuse will play it in the deep corner on the left side of their own basket. Schroeder to inbound it. Brings it up top. This is Brennan Schroeder with the basketball to the near side. Will Jansen. Again, a chance to tie or take the lead with a field goal there. Down by two as we near the three-minute mark to go in the ballgame. Moving toward the hoop. Underneath the basket. No shot there. Open look for three. Didn't want to take it. A little floater from the right side up. In and out. No good. And another strong rebound. Oh, and a jump ball is going to be called. Coming down with the ball was Nolan Wellensack. Johnson County fans not happy with that call of a held ball.
There might have been a little reach on that, but
possession arrow stays with Johnson County. They'll keep the basketball regardless, but now they have to play it in against full court pressure. Cruz gives it back to Ludeman. Ludeman finds Swanson. They're struggling to get the ball up the court. Swanson at the midcourt line. Now gets it across the timeline into forecourt to Keegan Jones. Now Johnson County Central tries to slow things down here a little. Wes Swanson with 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. JCC up by two, 37-35. Swanson kicks it to the corner. Down deep on the right side of the basket to Keegan Jones. Jones moves to the hoop, driving, laying up, couldn't get it. Ball tipped around Bollerson, has the rebound and the whistle. And the foul's going to be called on Johnson County Central. Is that going to be on Wellensack?
I think it's on Keegan Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his third personal, second team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Keegan Jones called for the personal. Now, with 2:19 to go in the ballgame, Syracuse with the basketball down by two, 37-35. Here come the Rockets. Will Jensen. Lobs inside to Ballerson, the big guy. Ballerson can't get the shot. Kicks it back out here in the corner to Party. Party back to the top of the circle. Jensen, a two, ties it to three, gives Syracuse the lead. JCC trying to play some defense here. There's a floater from the right side of it, off no good. The shot put out by Will Jensen. The rebound comes down, taken away by Keegan Jones. The outlet pass comes out to Wes Swanson. Swanson gets it into forecourt. Timeout taken on the floor. 1:49 to go in the ballgame. 37-35. Johnson County Central up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Central up by 2, 37-35. When play is resumed, JCC will have the basketball. They will play it in forecourt on the side. To inbound it is Keegan Jones. Jones to toss it in. Gets it into Ludeman. Ludeman holds the ball a minute, gives it up to Wes Swanson. Swanson, they're probably their best ball handler here, their point guard. Across court goes to Keegan Jones. They're just going to play keep away here now.
Kind of surprised Syracuse isn't in a man here.
Yeah, they're going to force Syracuse to come out and foul him. They're setting up in a zone. Swanson dribbles around the defender into the corner left side. Cruz, every possession critical. Then Mug Cruz and a whistle and a foul. That will be team foul number 5, and that will put Johnson County Central at the line.
That's on Maxwell Party. It is his fourth personal and a 15th foul for the Rockets.
All right, at the free throw line, Alex Cruz. He's not been to the line tonight. He does have 9 points. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Alex Cruz made a critical free throw there.
Free throws have been slim in this game.
This one is big here because this makes it a two-possession ball game. Alex Cruz, his team up by 3. Second free throw is up. Got it. He made them both. It's a 4-point basketball game with a minute 25 to go in the contest. Rockets need to score now. Down by 4. They need to score twice to get back in this thing. Pass underneath the Vollertson. Ball tipped away from Vollertson, but they say it was touched last underneath the basket by Nolan Wellensack. It'll stay with the Rockets. Inbounding it, Will Jansen. On the baseline, left side under his own backboard to toss it in. Jansen lobs it up top. Nolan Gardner into the corner. It's a 4-point ball game, a minute 10 to go in the contest. Gardner to the right side, back up top to Gardner. Inside, now baseline in the corner. Schroeder has it. They're taking a lot of time without putting up shots. Now moving to the hoop, shot is up. No.
I think Wellensack just fouled out.
Whistle and a foul is called. Let's see who it's on.
Nope, it's on Keegan Jones.
So Jones is going to get called. That's his 4th. Keegan's got 4. Nolan has 4. And we're down to 1 minute to play. 59.4 seconds, to be precise. At the line, Maxwell Party. He has not scored tonight. This is his first attempt from the charity stripe. His team down by 4 with 59 seconds to play. The shot is up and off. No good. He'll get a second attempt. Johnson County Central temporarily with a 2-possession lead up by 4. 59.4 seconds on the clock. Party's second free throw is up. It's off, no good, and the rebound to Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman with the basketball. Quickly gets the outlet pass to Wes Swanson. Swanson across the timeline, works to the left wing. They're all chasing after him to foul him. Wes Swanson will be going to the free throw line.
I think Party just fouled out. They're talking about it here.
We'll see what they who they put it on.
Well, they just gave him a favor.
Who's the foul on?
It's on Will Jansen. It is his second personal.
That surprises me. At the free throw line, all important free throws, Wes Swanson. Swanson is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. This free throw was up and good. It rolled around. That was one of those 720 free throws. It rolled all the way around the rim twice before it drops in. Swanson has just put his team up by 5. Second free throw is up, and this one is off. Does not go. It's tipped around, and Rockets come out with it. They step on the baseline and turn it back to Johnson County Central, and again, the entire JCC bench was up pointing at the sideline. 47 seconds to go. It's 40 to 35. JCC up by 5. Thunderbirds will have the basketball to inbound it. Going to have to hurry. Going to get a 5 count if he doesn't get it in. Going to have a timeout taken to save the possession. 47 seconds left on the clock. 40 to 35. Johnson County Central up by 5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Heller Martial Arts in Fall City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
set the stage for you here. There are 47.6 seconds to play in the ball game. Our score, 40-35, Johnson County Central up by 5. When play is resumed, JCC will have the basketball. Here's an interesting note. Johnson County Central has not scored. Oh, yes, they have. One field goal is all in this entire fourth quarter. They have one field goal. They have four more points from the free throw line. Only one field goal for the Syracuse Rockets for 3 points in this entire quarter. They had 32 at the end of three. So one field goal apiece for these teams in this period. All right, here we go. 47 seconds to go. Ludeman will inbound it in the corner. Bounce pass gets it in the corner. Immediately, they foul Nolan Wellensack, which is what you need to do here to have a chance.
That foul is on Cash Rollerson, his second personal, and we're beyond the limit here for fouls for the Rockets.
At the line, shooting two shots, Nolan Wellensack. He's not been to the line tonight. He has 4 points in the ballgame. His first attempt from the charity stripe on the evening is up and good. Nolan Wellensack has pushed the lead out to 6. This one would make it a 3-possession lead with 44 seconds to go. 6'4 junior, Nolan Wellensack, playing with four personals out there, has to be careful defensively, ready for his second attempt. The shot is on the way. It's up and off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Brennan Schroeder. It's a 6-point ball game with 40 seconds on the clock. Rockets need to come down and score quickly. Inside the paint, Ballardson underneath, missed the shot. Rebound brought down Johnson County Central. Oh, they mugged him under there. A whistle. What do we got?
Wellensack fouled out, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Coming down with the rebound was Keegan Jones. I don't really know. Wow. Nolan Wellensack picks up his fifth personal. He fouls out of the ballgame, finishes the game with 5 points tonight. He'll leave the contest. 29.7 seconds on the clock. What's all the confusion about here now?
Coach Ferris wanted them to go over there so he could tell them something. The officials ain't let them in. Now Syracuse calls a timeout.
All right, timeout taken on the floor with 29.7 seconds to go. 41-35, Johnson County Central up by 6. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Syracuse High School. We got a barn burner here. 29.7 seconds to play on the clock. The score 41-35. Johnson County Central with a 6-point advantage. And when play is resumed, the Rockets will have the basketball under their own basket. That was only the fourth team foul, not yet shooting. Rockets will play it in on the baseline under their own basket with 29 seconds to go, down by 6. They need to shoot threes. Top of the key, Gardner. Gardner with a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound, Wyatt Ludeman. He's fouled immediately by Cash Ballardson. Ballardson picks up the personal. We walk to the other end, and Wyatt Ludeman will be at the line. Ludeman has 4 points in the ball game. He's made 1 out of 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Just a moment ago here in the final minute. Again, it's a 6-point lead. Wyatt Ludeman has 2 opportunities to make it a 3-possession lead with 24 seconds on the clock. Ludeman, a 6'1 senior, off the bench. Shot is up, and no. Rolled around for the longest time on the rim and wouldn't drop for him. He'll get another attempt to put his team up by a 3-possession lead. Wyatt Ludeman, second shot is up, and got it. He got that one to drop. It's a 7-point lead now with 24 seconds to go. Waiting to come up court with the basketball is Will Jensen. Jensen goes around the defender to the right side. Here's a long three, right corner, up and off, no good. Dollarson with the rebound, kicks it out into the corner. Top of the key, another long three is up. This misses everything, and the ball goes out of bounds into the cheerleaders. Johnson County Central looking pretty good right now. 9 seconds to play, up by 7, 42-35. JCC will play it in. Ludeman inbounds the ball. Gets it in bounds to Alex Cruz, and Cruz will be fouled. Will walk to the other end, and it appears Johnson County Central may come in here tonight and get out with a win at Syracuse. There's 7.7 seconds on the clock. JCC up by 7, 42-35. Cruz at the line. He's 2 out of 2 from the line tonight so far. Has 11 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. We invite you to be with us for our postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did tonight. That's coming up immediately at the end of the game. Alex Cruz's second free throw is up. It's off. This one won't go. Now the Rockets hurry down. They'll have a chance to get a shot off here. Trying to launch a three. There's a long three at the buzzer. That's up and good. It counts. Will Jensen got the three to fall before the buzzer sounded. And that makes our final score, Johnson County Central 43 and Syracuse 38. 43-38 is your final score with the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds getting the win tonight here at Syracuse. Don't go away. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post-game scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you can need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
Final score tonight, Johnson County Central 43, Syracuse Rockets 38. Let's break it down and look at the individual numbers for the Syracuse Rockets. One player in double figures, that was Will Jensen. He finished tonight with 17 points in the ballgame, including 5 3-pointers in the contest. 8 points tonight for their big man inside, Cash Wallerson. Adding 6 was Brennan Schroeder, and with 5 points was Nolan Gardner. 2 points tonight for Mason Lentz, the freshman, for Syracuse's total of 38. From the free throw line, the Syracuse Rockets only shot 2 free throws. They missed them both, 0-for-2 from the charity stripe for the Rockets. For Johnson County Central, 43 points on the board, 2 players in double figures. Wes Swanson led the way. He had 13 in the contest. Alex Cruz right behind, also in double figures. He finished with 12. Then 5 points each for Wyatt Ludeman, Keegan Jones, and Nolan Wellensack. Adding 3 points to the ballgame was Jack Waring. for JCC's total of 43. But listen to this. From the charity stripe, Johnson County Central went 11 out of 18 from the free throw line, compared to 0 for 2 for the Syracuse Rockets. An 11-point advantage at the free throw line in a 5-point win. Who says free throws can't win ball games?
They always win ball games.
Again, 43-38, Johnson County Central with the win.
This post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake Hortaja Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it.
Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be back on the air here again on Sunny 101.3. I'll be traveling up Highway 50 a few miles north of where we are tonight at Murdoch, Nebraska. We'll have the Elmwood Murdoch Knights hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. That's a 6 o'clock girls tip-off. Boys game following that around 7:30. That start time is approximate, but somewhere around 6 tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night on our sister station KTNC, John Nixon will have Exeter Millie and Friend in Fall City at the Rowe Activity Center taking on the Sacred Heart Irish. Again, the girls' game set to tip off around 6 o'clock. So we invite you to join us again tomorrow night for more high school basketball. This has been a dandy here in the girls' game, 43-27, Syracuse with the win, and then Johnson County Central hanging on for the win in this squeaker, 43-38. Dalton Knippelmeyer helping out tonight. Thank you, young man. Appreciate having you with us here.
No problem. Always a pleasure to be on with you, Randy, and get all the experience I can get.
Hopefully down the road we can do this again here throughout the basketball season. We'll see what we can work out with you, okay?
Yep.
All right. Be well, my friend. So that just about wraps it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball for Dalton Knippelmeyer here in Syracuse and for Tom Keats, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, Johnson County Central 43 and Syracuse 38. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3.
Strange and don't be